Steve and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the three simple systems you should have in place before you send out mail. And I chose this topic because I was going through Land Investors, and there's lots and lots of discussions about, you know, it seems to me there's three types of discussions that go on about mailers on in Land Investors. Oh my gosh, I just bought 14 properties. I can't believe it. And then almost immediately, you just don't hear from them anymore because they're done with it. They learned how to do it, and they're rinsing and repeating and repeating and repeating. Right. Those are my favorite. Mm-hmm. Number two is, how do I sharpen my pencil?
Yeah.
What's the first step? I don't know what to do. And then number three is, hey, I did all this stuff. It's just, it's not working like I thought. And that's really what this show is about. I sent out a bunch of mail. I'm getting a response. It's not the response that I thought. Let's look at the systems that I have in place. Maybe there's something I missed. That's what I really, it's technical week, I guess, this week.
I guess so. Went from back office week to technical week, and that's okay. That's how we do
it's the same
a lot
thing.
Of
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Sandy asks, what makes one county better than the other county when comparing back tax history? Love it.
Why are you guys always saying back taxes? Don't never mail back. And then why are you answering this question?
No, we're talking about back taxes.
What does back taxes have to do with it?
Right. Wait a minute.
What the hell, Steve? When you're choosing a county, it's important. It's not imperative. It's important to look at the back tax history of that county. Some counties like Wayne County, Michigan, where Detroit is, there's 20, 30, 40, 50,000 properties in a back tax situation. That's a red flag for me. That's all I'm saying. Right. Just take a look at it. Mojave County, same situation. There's always 14, 15, 20,000 back tax properties on there. Is that a red flag? Should you send your mail? Maybe, maybe not. Some counties have no back tax. Utah, for some reason, is famous for having very, very few back tax properties. Ever.
Right.
So maybe it's a cultural thing up there. I'm not sure. All I'm saying is take a look at it and make a decision. So here's an example. I mean, Wayne County, Michigan has all these inner city back tax properties that are a mess, and it's, in my opinion, unfixable in our lifetime.
Right.
For a bunch of reasons. Mojave County, on the other hand, has the same back tax situation. That might be a good thing because there's just a lot of property that has been sold in the 60s and 70s and 80s that nobody's just going to do anything with it, and they just let it go back. So that's a good thing.
And it's a growing community. We know that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So that's the thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But what you want, like when comparing counties, more realistically, those are extremes.
Right.
If you're looking at 5 or 8 counties, let's say in Ohio, and one's got 25 back tax properties and one's got 1,000, something's going on in that 1,000-unit back tax county that is worth looking into.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Does this fall under your thing, you know, you say, you know, check it for reason. What's your thing?
Test it for reason.
Exactly. That's the whole point. And Stephen, I know you talk about that in a lot in the first program, which applies to every program.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what you should be doing. You're testing it for reason here, everyone. It's not like we're not going to give you a, this is, I think, what people get hung up on. Can you give me a percentage? Should it be between 30 and 60? Or where should it fall? Like, no, it's a test for reason kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another good example, like Florida.
I got one.
Yeah.
Well, usually it's these areas, like, think about New Orleans. I got hit with, usually I think of areas that got hit with horrible weather disasters or other kinds of things, like Detroit. You know, there's things that you already know. Trust your gut. This is a test for reason thing. Or there's going to be places when you get into this that you're going to go, a light bulb will go off. You're going to go, I know this is an up-and-coming area. I know Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, everybody wants to move there, or whatever it is. There's some other areas I've been thinking about. I know it, and I see a lot of back tax property here. I could be ahead of the wave, and that's what you're looking for, and that's what you should be thinking about.
Here's another thing. If you like counties and states where there's lots of back tax property,
right?
What you'll find when you look it up is that the focus of the properties that has back taxes on it, whether it's lien or deed, is usually in one area. So maybe
a good point.
Maybe if you're like me, I want to avoid that area, so I'll remove it from my mailer, and you can tell what the APN scheme is and things like that. So there's a lot of information you can. There's a lot of information you can get for free very quickly by looking at what's going on in the back tax situation in that zip code or in that county. And depending on what your personality type is and what you like to buy, what your acquisition criteria is, you leave it in, you run away, or you get right into it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, again, like Jill said, this is how you do it.
Right. It's not like 35% to 48%. Could you imagine? So
if we said something like that, what would happen is three counties out of the 3,200 counties that there are would qualify for 38% to 39%.
Exactly.
And every single person on the planet would go there and send mail.
That would be it. It would be hilarious.
And, you know, it's not like we're withholding. It isn't some number like that.
No, it's whatever
your
thing
is.
It's not a secret.
Again, I keep coming back to convenience stores. Let's say you have a convenience store in Wayne County, Michigan. Right. The stuff that you're going to sell out of that convenience store is very to the taste of the local people.
It's true.
If you're in Orlando, Florida, and you own a convenience store, same owner. You own one in Detroit, one in Orlando, Florida. The stuff that's going to fly off the shelf, I can guarantee it, is totally different. So you can't just...
What? Beautiful example. I think of Costco. I didn't mean to finish your thing, but Costco does the same thing. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What'd you say?
I didn't mean to. You know that sentence always cracks me up.
Which one?
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, you did.
The light bulb went off. But you're exactly right. No, I love your example because we all know Costco. If you don't know Costco does this, you should know Costco does this. This store is going to have expensive wine. The store 5 miles away has cheap wine. Why? That's what the people buy. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just, but you have to learn it and feel it and test it.
Did you know that Costco sells 97% of the wine in this world?
Yes, I did know that.
When you sit and really think about that, mm-hmm. the implications of that are staggering. So France has been around for a very long time producing arguably the world. Arguably the best wine ever. And then here comes Costco, which is, I think Costco was started in the 70s, 30, 40 years old.
Right.
They've just completely and totally taken over the sales distribution scenario for an age-old industry.
It's amazing. Yep.
That's staggering.
It's
and upsetting when you kind of think about it. I mean, good for them and great, good for America. I'm all for that stuff, but... I don't know, maybe the channels, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Today's topic, three simple systems to put in place before you send out offers. This is the meat of the show.
I imagine everyone right now is getting out a notepad.
I would.
Yeah, and writing this stuff, yeah. I happen to have a notepad. So.
Number one, here's the Roman numeral outline for these things. Number one, data, and we'll get into the details in a second. What's number two?
Be ready.
Yeah, set yourself up to receive the inbound flow of the stuff that's going to happen. And then number three.
Act.
Yeah, be ready to act. Mm-hmm. You know, really put yourself, we'll get into it in a second.
Yep.
Number one, data. Go ahead, Jill.
Okay. This is one of the things that you need to spend time on. You need to spend a weekend on. You don't skimp here.
At least.
Exactly. Pulling the data, scrubbing the data, learning the data, comparing it to things like we just talked about with the question, and accurately pricing the data. Did I say that slow enough? And did I emphasize it enough? Pricing the data is imperative.
When you become a Land Academy member and you get your login ID for RealQuest Pro and Title Pro, you should go in. And for the first time in RealQuest, go in there. Not so much in Title Pro, but in RealQuest. And you should fall out of your chair about what's available. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Me too.
Going in the first day, going into RealQuest, and then recently, probably 2 years ago, in a DataTree. DataTree's coming in House Academy. You don't get it with Land Academy for a bunch of reasons. I spent hours and hours and hours not thinking about sending out a mailer or looking at or trying to follow a program or any of that. Just mesmerized.
Right.
Amazed that I could look up my house
and
all the information that I own, all the information about that I didn't even know as a house owner. And then at that time when we got it, I owned all this other real estate because I was buying it at auctions. Right. This is in the 90s. Just with my jaw on the desk going, I can't believe this is so powerful. This data is so powerful. And what I can do, this is, I'm going to spend the rest of my life buying real estate. And here I am, what, 30 years later?
Yep.
25 years later doing the thing. So if you don't have that, I don't know if this generation is used to data sources like this, maybe.
I don't think they are. I don't think a lot of people still, they know it goes on. They know that there's data going on when they look at social media and they realize, how am I getting that ad right now? Because they know, how do they know that I need to buy a hot tub, whatever it is, you know, kind of thing. And all of a sudden now hot tub, you've never had hot tubs in your email and your social media. Now all of a sudden it's all over the place. We all know that there's data and things going around that happen. So, because your demographic is ready for a hot tub, you know, kind of thing. And here they come. But I don't think that everyone's so used to using the data, understanding the data. And I even see that, I mean, in my, with our marketing team, the things that come in, the email and the courses and the things that are out there, it's still, I think, relatively new and underutilized. What we have.
So my point is, when you have this data, an unbelievable data source at your fingertips, and it should just blow your mind.
That's what happened to me.
And you should, the wheels should start turning about how to utilize it and manipulate it in the form of a mailer and visualize people opening the stuff in their coffee table saying, yeah, I've never used this piece of property. I'm never going to use it.
Right.
$800, sure, I'll sell it.
Exactly.
Or however it manifests itself. The data part of this is imperative. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't mesmerize you, if it makes you angry, if it frustrates you, if you look at it like, so what? I mean, there's such a learning curve on this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't interest me. This isn't for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's why there's so few people in this group that we have.
That's true.
You know, we don't have thousands and thousands of members like a lot of.
It's true.
Investment groups like this.
And we talk about that. You know,
we just have a few hundred.
You know what? Because I just had an email the other day. My team was just kind of doing it. We have a daily email recap. And my team member said, you know, I talked to two people yesterday. One was a great fit. Great fit. They're going to join us by the end of the month. They're getting something lined up. The other person, they said, not a good fit. And that's it. And that's part of you know, why we're here and why we're doing this show. I think we are doing our best to accurately and honestly share with you and describe what we do so you know exactly what you're getting into to be successful. Because if you're not, like you just said, and thank you for saying that, if data makes you run and you've never opened Excel and never planned to open Excel, this is not for you.
That's right.
I wish you best. I know there's plenty of other things out there that you can do that are awesome, you know, entrepreneur or whatever you want to own your own business kind of ideas. Great. But man, we're data people.
Or get yourself a partner. Like, I'm the data person, she's new. I'm information, she's inspiration.
Still got to understand what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's better
to understand the value of it.
If you understand, I still want you to really get it a little bit. So, thank you.
So, there's the data importance piece and the pricing piece.
Right.
You have to understand, and all that information is in the program. And so, even if it's not, and you still are struggling with it, or you want a second pair of eyes, there's all kinds of resources and land investors. And there's consulting that you can do with Jill and I to kind of bless the thing.
Exactly.
I still do consulting calls with people that have been in the group for 5 years.
I know.
Still, they call me and say, you know, I'm thinking about doing this mailer. It's for mobile homes or something. Yeah, because their land business is killing it. Or maybe they just call, seriously. Sometimes they just call a talk.
Yeah.
So there's that huge resource. So that's data.
Ready for number two? Being ready. And we mean be ready for the calls. Be ready with your website. Be ready on your social media, your online presence. Do you want to expand on that?
Well, 1,500 to 2,000 offers, blind offers, are going to go out in the mail that you've toiled over to make sure that those people who are going to receive it and the price that they're going to receive it for is going to make them respond.
Right.
So guess what? They're going to respond.
Yep.
I will tell you this, and I see a lot of people make this mistake, a lot. You have to answer your phone. And I don't mean you.
Yep.
I mean somebody.
Exactly.
It can't go to voicemail, and it can't be like a Google
voice
or any of that. Just get yourself.
With a great answering.
Get yourself.
Whatever.
I mean, we have a 20% off thing at Pat Live. Yeah. And Pat, hundreds of our members are with Pat Live. Right. When you call and say, I'm with Land Academy, they're going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, we got it. Mm-hmm. We help Luke Smith over here. We help this. We do this. So how would you like to do it? This is how we do it for other people. They're going to set you all up. Or if you're a diehard crazy person and you want to make sure this is going to work, answer your own phone.
Sure.
There's a lot of retired people in our group that are very, very successful that have a lot of time on their hands, more than people like us. They answer their own phone and they kill it.
Exactly.
They kill it because it's a lot of retired people that sell property. Yeah. They can identify with that.
Think how powerful that is when you call someone and you're talking to the owner and they can make a decision right then and there. It's not, you know, so if you can do it, that's my first choice. And when you're starting out, that's my first choice. And then when you move on and you can hire someone, then do that. But in the meantime, Pat Live, like you said, just having a live body at the other end of the phone makes such a difference. You got to be ready for it.
The other thing is a website.
Yeah.
As soon as they get the letter, they're going to look you up. Yep. They're going to look you up personally and they're going to look up the name of your company.
And your social media accounts and your LinkedIn.
See if you're for real.
Mm-hmm. You want to be a real person.
So if you skip that step, you don't set up even just a single page website with you and your dog.
Right.
If you skip that step, it will dramatically reduce the performance of your mailer.
True.
If you don't answer your phone or have Pat Live answer it, dramatically reduce the percentage or the performance of that mailer.
Correct. Perfect.
Those are the two big things I see people really, for whatever reason, just leave out.
And it's not like it's just It should be kind of, I hate to say common sense, but you need to think about that.
That's number two.
Number three, act. Be ready. Have money. Have a plan. Like you said a few minutes ago, you said when you sent out these offers, I'm quoting you right now, I hope that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Right before the show, he said, I see people sending out these offers and then not thinking far enough ahead that, hey, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be buying some property.
3 weeks.
Or whatever it is. I need to be ready and have money in place and have a plan and be ready to how I'm going to market these properties, how I'm going to pull the trigger and buy them. You know, what am I going to self-close? Am I ready with all the steps? Do I know what to do? Or am I going to go through a title agency? Do I have a title agency lined up ready to do that? Do I know what due diligence I need to do when I'm, you know, making a decision on these properties?
You know
all
the,
of that.
Really, it's and it, that's all important. But what I really meant by stage three is, you know, have the confidence and have the confidence to make a decision. Here's what I did in the beginning. Because you sent the mail out, right? You're staring at the data set and the letters all went out. Somebody's going to call you or send you back and they're going to sign a thing at the price that you offered.
Right.
So look at your data set because 3 weeks is a long time or 2 weeks when you're waiting for the response to come back.
Right.
Randomly pick 20 or 30 or 40 lines in that data set, pull them up on ParcelFact.
Right.
Look at the price that you sent the offer out. In fact, you should do this before you even send the mailer out.
Spot check.
Test it for reason, spot check.
Right.
And if it comes back, would you buy it? And in that 20 unit data set, let's say, some are not going to have access. Some are going to make you fall out of your chair. They're so great. Hopefully that one comes back first. And some are going to be like, I have some more questions. Is it in a floodplain?
Right.
So practice. And but what you don't want to do is this, and I don't see a lot of people doing this anymore. In fact, the show after tomorrow is an interview with Dallas.
Yes.
The show on I think it's on Thursday is called Confidence. Mm-hmm. So what I see people doing is saying, okay, great, it worked.
Yep.
It came back. Should I do this deal?
Exactly. We're gonna talk all about that. I'm excited.
So just be ready for it.
Yep.
You don't want it to all work perfectly because you spent some dough on the mailer and the whole thing and then not know.
Have a plan.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about being prepared for due diligence. That's all common sense. I'm just saying have the huevos to act on a decision or to kill it.
There you go. And don't look back.
Actually, I'm going to save that for Thursday because I have a lot to say about that. Join us next time when Jill and I talk about how to buy. Try to read it. Jill, can you read it?
Sure. So, you've done it again. You've wasted another, 19 or so minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Please join us next time where Stephen and I interview member Dallas Walden on how Land Academy improved her already existing land business. And we answer your questions, plus on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free. You got this part?
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This is what happens to Jill and I all the time.
I gotcha.
Like, that's I'm just an idiot about
cover me,
normal
cover me.
Stuff.
I do that too.
Like normal, regular stuff, I'm an idiot about it. But like, but then we own these multi-million-dollar companies, and I'm very comfortable with that.
Hey, Stephen.
But I can't read a teleprompter.
Hey, Stephen, what temperature do you wash darks in? Do you know? Maybe not.
Yeah, cold.
Oh, good. I was going to laugh.
I went to college.
Oh, God. I know a lot of the college graduates that don't know hot, warm, and cold. Hey, wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Stephen Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property. What are you really good at, Jill?
A lot of things.